Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How to Decide, Should I Give Equity to an Early Employee Before It's Too Late? Now let's get started with today's show. Picture this. You've just found someone who could be your first real hire, but they're asking for equity instead of full salary. Make the wrong decision here, and you could either lose a game-changing employee or give away too much of your company before you even understand what it's truly worth. Here's the thing about equity decisions. They reveal what you believe about your company's future. Should you give equity to an early employee? The answer hinges on three critical factors: their role, criticality, your cash situation, and timing. Think of it this way. If they're filling a core function you simply cannot do yourself, like being your technical brain when you're the business strategist, equity isn't just smart, it's necessary. When you're cash-strapped and they're willing to exchange immediate gratification for long-term potential, you're not just conserving resources. You're finding someone who believes in your vision as much as you do. Now, let's talk numbers. The equity sweet spot for that crucial first employee typically ranges from 0.5% to 5%, depending on their seniority and potential impact. A senior developer or proven sales leader might warrant 2 to 5%, while someone in a more junior role might receive 0.5% to 1%. But here's what's non-negotiable. Always structure this with a vesting schedule. The standard is 4 years with a 1-year cliff, meaning if they walk away before that first year, they get nothing. This protects you from someone who talks a big game but doesn't follow through. Let me share a story that illustrates this perfectly. My client Sarah was launching her marketing agency and found an incredible marketing strategist who was willing to take reduced salary in exchange for 2% equity. That employee didn't just show up. They helped Sarah grow revenue from $50,000 to $500,000 in just 18 months. When Sarah eventually sold her company for $2 million 2 years later, that 2% equity cost her $40,000, but the value that employee created far exceeded what she would have paid in full salary from day one. The secret sauce was that Sarah had written down exactly what success looked like: specific revenue targets, client acquisition goals, and growth milestones tied directly to that equity grant. So here's your actionable takeaway. Before you even mention equity, grab a piece of paper and write down precisely what success looks like for this role in 12 months. Be specific. Be measurable. If their contribution directly impacts those outcomes, and you genuinely need to conserve cash for other critical areas, then it's time to have that equity conversation. But remember, equity is not just compensation, it's partnership. Make sure you're ready for both. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.